This is an Agent Smith member podcast for AboveTopSecret.com. Hi, I'm your host Dave Smith, and this is The Voice. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about prophecies, predictions, and their interpretation in the Orwellian-style New World Order that we all fear. Now, I'm going to start with a question, which I will attempt to answer. Are the powers that be really following some grandmaster plan, as some people entertain, or is there in fact no such plan as such, but our future is simply inevitable? Might it not just be that all the predictions and prophecies that appear to be coming true are simply not just that, accurate predictions of the inevitable outcome of a world that humans live in? It is avoidable, but it does not mean that they follow the written text to fulfill them, simply that the people who wrote them had the intelligence and foresight to predict how humans would progress down the road. I saw a thread a couple days ago where someone had highlighted that 2 out of 3 scenarios planned for by FEMA had occurred. Conspiracy, some people may cry. But when we look at the scenarios, which are 1. A terrorist attack in New York, 2. New Orleans flooding, and 3. A major earthquake in California, are they not simply inevitable? Was FEMA, in this case, simply not showing the ability to foresee likely events? A terrorist attack on New York, whose familiar landscape is known around the world, with a highlight having been the World Trade Center towers, hardly seems unlikely. Not only were 2 magnificent symbols of human achievement destroyed, but they were also a central hub of world trade, as the name rightly suggests. New Orleans, being built below sea level, was a disaster waiting to happen. Flooding was inevitable. Again, it was a highly likely and a very real scenario, which sadly came true. And the earthquake, well, it is a major fault line, so there is bound to be a major earthquake there at some point. So are they simply predictions of highly likely events, the same as the ancient prophecies perhaps? When George Orwell wrote 1984, he could see a possible outcome for humanity, one that is becoming more and more scaringly realistic. It may have been rather premature in his dateline, but it is something we could easily see as possibility within as little as 50 to 100 years. It may even be closer to truth in other countries around the world than it is in, say, the United Kingdom and America. I often read people saying that events like the martial law being imposed in New Orleans and the biometric passports are just more advantages being taken to try and strip us of our human rights. I do admit, I don't like it, but what alternatives are there in dealing with the situations? I don't like the idea of biometric ID in devices, as I have concerns over it being stolen, particularly over the air, so to speak. But on paper, if the system is used correctly, and more importantly not abused, it has numerous advantages in many ways. It would speed processes up, and also make forging of documents much, much harder. It also seems silly to have all this technology and not use it, but maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's our relative immaturity, but the ever-increasing capabilities of our technology that is a problem for human civilization. Just look at the timeline, over even just 100 years. That's a little over an average lifetime, to put it in perspective. We have gone from developing flight to going into space. We have aircraft that are partly controlled by voice and can talk back to us. We all carry around, or have the ability to carry around, mobile phones, but are not just phones, but also video phones, cameras, games machines, internet browsers, and all in one unit. Even just taking the internet, it was only becoming more widely available only 10 years ago, and only really became more affordable in the last 7 years, this being a case in England anyway, from my own observations. The ability to track and monitor people is becoming ever increasingly popular. Our own paranoias help to fuel this. How many of you have been tempted or considered getting your children tracking devices like Wearify, a relatively cheap system that enables you to track every movement your child makes in real time to only a few meters accuracy? If I had children, I'd get it for them. There are real dangers out there, and it seems silly to refuse help when it is so readily available. As the technology becomes cheaper and more readily available, it also seems silly to refuse it. The problem is, the technology is not evil in itself as such, but the potential for abuse on many levels is very real. Unfortunately, flaws are not usually discovered until it is too late, and the damage is all too often done. Weapons. These are one of the biggest downfalls of humanity, and probably the most obvious one. We now have the capability to destroy whole cities in a single blow. We can engineer quick and lethal biological and chemical weapons that are near invisible and virtually impossible to stop. We also have the capability to deliver these weapons anywhere in the world in a relatively short space of time. We could even launch them against space targets, if we so desired or had the need. Most of this technology has been developed over a period of a single human lifetime. So do we really have the maturity as a species to responsibly handle the power that these things give us? I think not. Events over the years have shown this. It just isn't possible to get that responsibility without generations of learning and experience. But will we give ourselves those generations we need, or will we destroy ourselves before we get the chance? That is probably the most crucial question we currently face. Have our technological feats overtaken our maturity to handle them? But going back to our main topic, is a future really written? Not because someone or something is controlling it, but because our lives are nothing more than an elaborate and complicated computer program in being both predictable and inevitable. Or do we really have the power to change our future? Well, only time will tell. That is for sure, and that is inevitable. I'll leave you with that thought for tonight, but before I go, I'll talk briefly about the next show. As you'll all know, I'll be interviewing Mr. Nick Pope, who has kindly agreed to participate. We have had an excellent response to my request for questions, and I'd like to thank you all very much for that. Keep them coming, as I've not yet put together a final draft, so if you still have something you would like to ask, then it's still not too late to be considered. I will be putting together everything over the next few nights, and if Mr. Pope is available, I hope to have a show ready in the early part of next week. So that's something for everyone to look forward to. But I'd like to thank you all very much for listening. And I bid you all a very good night, and I hope to see you again next week. Thank you.